Aretha Franklin, the Jackson 5, Al Green, Chaka Khan. Those are just a few of the artists in a new collection of largely unseen photographs from the golden age of soul, R&B, and funk. Stories from the photographer who captured all of them on the latest episode of It's Been a Minute from NPR.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. It's that time, Dia de los Muertos. As we do every year, we're going to construct a sonic altar full of musical pan de muerto, papel picado, melodic treats for the departed to guide them back to this world so we can celebrate with them. A year ago, we were mourning the loss of life from a devastating earthquake in Mexico City and two massive hurricanes in Puerto Rico. This year, we now know that many more people died after Hurricane Maria than was first reported. Many more. So we're going to start this year's Sonic Altar with some music from Puerto Rico, a meditative piece from the band Balloon and their album Prisma Tropical. This is called Vaivén. This year, we received a handful of dedications for fathers, papis, jefitos, papas, dads. And we're going to start with a dedication from Annalisa Meyer from here in Washington, D.C., who dedicates it to her father, Bernardo Rosmarin. She wrote, "My father was born in Cuba, the son of Lithuanian and Polish Jews who settled in Cuba to escape the Holocaust. He grew up speaking Spanish and Yiddish and immigrated to the United States just before Fidel Castro came to power when he was 14. Although his parents were not native-born Cubans, she says, my father always felt Cuban by blood." She goes on to say, "Some of my favorite memories during my childhood are eating huge bowls of frijoles negros and listening to Ibrahim Ferrer and Omar Portuondo with him." This is the track Silencio from Ibrahim Ferrer and Omar Portuondo from the Buena Vista Social Club.
Las blancas azucenas, los nardos y las rosas, mi alma muy triste y pesarosa a las flores quiere ocultar su amargo dolor. Yo no quiero que las flores se van, los tormentos que me dan la vida. Si supiera lo que estoy sufriendo por mis penas, lloraría también. Si le están durmiendo los nardos y las azucenas. llorando morirán.
You are listening to Alt Latino's annual Sonic Altar for Dia de los Muertos, and our next dedication is also for a dad. This is from my good friend Michael Ramos in Austin, Texas, and it goes out to his dad, Jesse Ramos. This is what he wrote in his note. He says, "He's been gone 17 years, but I still talk to him every day. I couldn't have become a musician and had the career I've been blessed with if it weren't for his moral and financial support. He was the truest of music lovers." He wrote, "I was going through his room the day after he passed, and in his CD player, there was a Los Lobos CD I had given him the previous Christmas. The song he asked for is Saints Behind the Glass from their fabulous record, Kiko. This is Los Lobos. This is for Jesse Ramos."
Curtains blowing round, saint behind the glass, see it's curtains.
Next up on our Sonic Altar is a dedication from Vanessa Van Cor, who runs a bilingual news website in Reno, Nevada. She dedicated a song to her father, Richard Wallace Van Cor. She wrote, "I lost my dad on January 23 of this year, and for his celebration of life, my sister and I made a playlist. And as you might imagine, creating it helped my mom reminisce about many moments together, including when they first met. She was living in Tijuana in the mid-1980s, and he, an American living in Long Beach, California, was looking for love. And they met through a matchmaker. He was 82 when he died this year. This song is from the playlist they made. This is My Sweet Lord from George Harrison for Richard Wallace Van Cor.
My Lord,
We're going to take a break from the dedications to tell you about another NPR podcast that you should know about.
Dr. Larry Nassar abused his patients for decades.
I do remember telling the nurse, "What if everyone thinks I'm lying?"
Believed, a new podcast from Michigan Radio and NPR, looks at how a team of women put one of the worst serial sexual abusers behind bars.
And we're back with Alt Latino's Sonic Altar for Dia de los Muertos. Next up, Mary Gonzalez wrote in. She wanted to hear something for her father, John Richard Gonzalez from Salt Lake City. Very simple. He loved this song. She wanted to remember him. This is Oye Como Va from Santana. This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. You're listening to our annual Sonic Altar for Dia de los Muertos. Next up on our Sonic Altar is a dedication from alt-Latino contributor Marisa Arbona Ruiz. She asked for a track from pianist Alfredo Rodriguez, a track called The Little Dream, and this is what she wrote. This is dedicated to the forgotten ones, the refugees seeking a better life only to lose them, the missing and murdered indigenous women of the Americas, to all of the journalists killed in the line of duty, and to outspoken Brazilian activist and councilwoman Mariel Franco, who was shot down in the street in Brazil. That their dreams of peace, love, and justice, their bravery, and quest for a better life be known and teach us all to be better human beings. This is a song, The Little Dream. Next up is a dedication from pianist Debra De La Torre, who dedicated a song that she wrote and dedicated to her grandparents, Papi y Terre. And this is what she wrote in her note to us. This is a vintage-style tribute to my Cuban grandparents. Their late-night dancing parties on the patio with a parrot screaming in his cage, the teenagers disappearing into the shadows, and how when I was little, I would fall asleep on the plastic-covered sofa as they joked or talked Cuban politics into the night. Again, this is her track. It's called Moneda. You are listening to All Latino, and we want to remember those who died at the Tree of Life Synagogue this past weekend in Pittsburgh, another mass shooting that is becoming all too common here in this country. You know, when I was searching for something appropriate to respect their customs and culture, I thought of a singer who was singularly qualified to present Alt Latino to the Jewish faith, vocalist Yasmin Levy. She's an Israeli-Spanish singer-songwriter of music from the Judeo-Spanish tradition known as Ladino. This is a tradition of the Sephardic culture, and Yasmin Levy has created a body of work that not only pays tribute to that culture, but also incorporates more modern sound of Andalusian flamenco and Persian music. She has 8 albums released since 2004. She performs in Ladino, Spanish, and in English. And this track is from her 2009 album called Sentir. It's a moving interpretation of Leonard Cohen's composition, Hallelujah. This is for all the members of the Tree of Life Synagogue. Thank you.
hablar de una canción del rey David para el Señor, pero a ti los salmos no te gustan. Hay tanta luz en su voz como el dolor más atroz, y en este roto y santo, aleluya.
Aleluya. Aleluya.
En todo su esplendor a Bathsheba bañándose desnuda, y a través de esa mujer el rey David no supo ver, todo en él era aleluya. Pero lo que me enseñó el amor es a disparar a quien me apunta. No es esto una canción triunfal, ni el grito de un triste final, sino un frío y solitario aleluya.
And finally, a personal contribution to the Sonic Altar. Last month, I lost my childhood friend, Carlos Marin. You know, he was my first best friend, and he transitioned way too soon. I want to remember him with this song by Santana, the band that spoke most clearly to our burgeoning sense of selves way back then. This is one of Carlos Santana's most touching ballads. It's called Samba Pati. I want to thank all those who wrote in to our Sonic Altar this year, and I hope I didn't miss anyone. Don't forget to reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Santana, and this is for my good friend Carlos Marin. See you when I get there, bro.